This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Tariffs continue to dominate the financial news as countries reciprocate and experts seek to determine what's going to come next. And what tariff uncertainty continues to roil the market. We recently saw some upturns and some downturns, and it's all on tariff news, right? So naturally, concerns about tariffs lead to worry about rising inflation and potential recession. When you're retired or nearly there, inflation and recession are probably two of the last words you want to hear. But today, during today's show, we're going to consider some possible steps that you may want to take to help buttress your assets against potential recession. Before we break down our current financial chaos, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who has nerves of steel even during times of market volatility.
That is, well, I don't know about nerves of steel. You make me sound like some Superman, but you know what? I don't need to worry because I know I have a financial plan in place, and I know that the key is to stay the course. That's one of the keys.
Stay the course.
And work with a trusted financial professional. I'm not going to name names, Chris McKinney, Tara Nolan, but you know, that's what you do is you're here to help us so we don't have to worry about the ups and downs of the market, which has been crazy this year. I mean, it was not even a month ago when we saw markets really tanking and taking a big dip. And that's when people start to the news media. You can't even turn on the news media without hearing, oh, the sky is going to fall or, you know, we're going to hit a recession. So the key is to don't panic, as you always say, and stay the course. But there are things you can plan for to help when the markets are volatile, especially if you're getting closer to retirement or in retirement. You want to make sure that you're doing these things we're going to talk about on the show today, right?
That's right. And we've been meeting with our clients and going over these exact items. I went through my notes for the show. I'm like, oh, wow, this is all the stuff I talked, you know, to my client Jeff last week. He's like, hey, well, you got a $6,000 on a credit card, man. You got to just get that thing knocked out. You know, you make plenty of money, figure it out, pay it off. That was one of the big things is getting rid of things that, are really hitting you hard on your interest keister.
Yep.
Because that erodes your capital.
Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of high interest debt. That's a big one. And we'll talk more about that. But, you know, going back to what you said about a lot of the trade news and the tariff news affecting the markets, you and I were talking about this, and I find it fascinating. I've used this line on the show before, I know, but I always get a kick out of if someone in China sneezes, it affects the market. And that always amazes me. And I've kind of said it jokingly, but the tariff thing is even unique in that sense and how much the markets can go down or up based on just one little, if the president sends out a social media message or someone announces something about a tariff, the markets react. Like we recently heard, the U.S. has reached a deal with the U.K., right? Well, a trade agreement for tariffs. And I'm like, okay, great. I think it's good when we negotiate and have reach a fair deal, but we don't know what the deal is, at least as of this recording. And it's funny because we we don't trade too much with the UK. So no. The markets went way up and they said, oh, the markets rebounded because of news that we reached an agreement with the UK. But what about the other 120 countries out there?
When is the last time you bought something and it said made in the UK on it?
I can't only think. A used record from the 80s, and it was the packaging was printed in the UK. It was made in the UK. That's the last thing I saw, but nothing new, nothing that's no. been made in the last 20 or 30 years. That's for sure.
I have a wool sweater my wife bought me when she was in the UK that came from the UK. That's the only thing I can think of in my entire life.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember my grandmother had a China set of a white with that blue pattern on it, you know, and a whole yeah. that my great uncle had. And it was castles on there and different things. And you turned it over and it said made in England on it. And I thought kind of neat. And some of the cups said made in China. And it was China. But some of the plates said made in England. I thought that was interesting. But. Right. Those plates are now close to 100 years old. So made plates in England in a while. But maybe, you know, people will prove us wrong. I'm sure listeners will go, oh, there's a plate plant. And, you know, but we are not exporting much from the UK. Bottom line.
So where do they get the vitreous clay to make?
I have no idea.
The UK.
But I know that she had a set where it said made in England on the bottom. So. Huh. I always found that interesting. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen anything made in England in forever since I was a kid, or unless I buy something that's an antique. Otherwise, so it is interesting how the point is, it's not political one way or the other. It's just saying that it's amazing what can influence the market if it's truly that's influencing it.
And that's my thought did it truly influence it, or was it a supply and demand where a bunch of money moved in the market for some other reason?
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know, maybe all the 401k managers moved a bunch of money into a different sector in the market. And so that sector took off. And so the market went up because it was the large cap stocks that get gained.
Right.
So, and then that's what kind of drives our S&P, right? It's the S&P 500. So,
yeah. But if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And I think lately any ups and downs in the market, they immediately go to how are the tariffs affecting this, which is kind of funny.
Right. Right. Right.
So,
but you know, we have clients that make really good money. And so they max out their 401ks every year. So that's a lot of money that goes into the market.
Oh yeah.
When you're talking about all the workers and they're getting their best pay they've ever had.
Yep.
Because they're in their 50s and early 60s. And so they're putting, you know, there's $70,000 a piece going into the market. So that affects the market too.
Yeah, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, TSPs. That's a lot of money people are putting into the market each and every day, dollar cost averaging in. And we've seen, you know, what that can do. And if the economy stays strong or is even moderate as it is now, it's not as strong as it was a year ago. But the last 2 years, I mean, we had 26% upswings in the market. We hit record highs and the market was doing great. And now this year it's been down more. But we've seen some of those gains, or the gains recently have gotten some of that back. So the markets go up and down. But the problem, what I see and why we're talking about the show today, is are you ready for market volatility if you're close to retirement and are going to be relying on the money you might have all in the market right now? How do you deal with that? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And the first one that we mentioned already was high interest debt.
Yeah.
And so, there's really nothing that makes more sense. There's no debate about it. Getting rid of high interest debt is the smartest thing to do, to protect your money, because interest on money you've already spent is interest that you should not be paying. You got to take control of your cash flow so that you don't build up high interest debt. there's a Bankrate survey that shows that 47% of all cardholders still carry a balance from month to month. That's nearly half the people in the United States are carrying a balance forward every month. So, and then once that balance starts to get high in your credit card, it's harder to get rid of because, you know, okay, I'm going to make 12 grand next month. But I spent $6,000 on my credit card, so I'll pay half of it. Well, then you pay half of it, then you pay half of it, then you pay half of it, and you're not getting it paid off.
Right.
It will, after over 5 years, high interest credit card debt will really drain your finances every single month, because that's when that interest gets accrued in your account by the month. So you got to get that paid off. I don't want to guilt anybody. I just want to light a fire, right? Getting aggressive with getting rid of high interest debt so that you can have peace of mind and sleep better. So,
well, yeah,
it's a solid, if that's not a solid financial advice, I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, yeah. And Chris, exactly. And I think it's so important, though. You know, people always hear, oh yeah, credit card debt's bad, but hey, we all have it. You know, some people kind of justify or shove it aside.
Yeah.
And they're so used to hearing that, hey, you should pay off your credit. But here's the deal. I saw a credit card recently offer come through. We get a bunch of my wife and I and my youngest daughter. I mean, every day we get one in the mail, it seems like.
Because you're so good with your money.
I'm looking through there. 130%, right? Interest.
Wow.
30. Whoa. So the average, I think right now they said is between 22 and 24% interest that you have to pay on a credit card, right?
Yeah.
22 is like in the low range right now or toward average. Most of them I see are in the 24% range, to be honest.
I got an offer yesterday for 20%.
Oh yeah. See, well, you're even better. They're going to give you have better credit. They're going to give you a good deal.
It was one of these transfer your debt cards, right?
Yes. Okay.
0% interest. And then the fine print, you read that it's 3 or 5% interest. I didn't get down into the weeds on that particular one, but usually it costs 3 to 5 to transfer it. And then you don't pay for 12 to 18 months.
Right. So you start paying,
then it's back to the 20, 25, 29.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's the problem. So, and I think the relief of stress from getting rid of that debt, it kind of hangs over you. There's going to be a palpable sense of relief get out from under a big source of debt and to get that debt paid off. It's like a burden lifted. It's going to, if you're in a relationship, it's going to relieve stress on your relationship. It's going to relieve stress. You're going to be healthier. You're going to feel better. You're going to be able to sleep better at night by eliminating debt. Right. I mean, it's amazing. It's like the miracle drug. Paying off a credit card is like one of the biggest reliefs you'll ever feel. It's like the day you finally sell that boat that you should have never bought. You're getting out from under a burden.
I had one of those.
The two happiest days in a boat owner's life, the day they buy it and the day they sell it.
The day they sell it. The hole in the water to pour money into.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about was tariffs, right? So
sure.
How are tariffs going to affect the things that you are planning to buy?
Right. Now,
if you're planning to buy something that's kind of a bigger purchase, this isn't about impulse shopping. This is about strategic timing. You know, maybe it's clothes. Toddler clothes are made overseas. Jeans, soccer ball for a kid's birthday or any other kind of big ticket item. All those things are going to be going up a certain percentage. We don't actually know because we're still in negotiation. But like a toddler set made in Cambodia could go from $24 to $36. So that's a 50% increase. That's a lot. So you think about Egyptian made jeans. They may go up from $40 to $44. Mm-hmm. A soccer ball from Pakistan, $18 today, $23 tomorrow. So coffee. Now coffee has got a couple of factors going on with them is because there are some diseases in the coffee plants.
And there's some shortages.
So there may be some shortages, but there's also the tariffs that could affect coffee.
It's a double whammy. It's going to be like eggs. Yeah.
So I've noticed that I order my coffee from Portland, and I've seen some of their newer coffees have higher prices on them.
Yeah.
And that's because of the shortages that have already affected them. And so when the tariffs hit, those are also going to go up. Now the coffees that they've already had the beans for, and they're not jacking those up, which is nice of them. But some companies are forecasting what they're going to charge, and they're going ahead and adding them. I noticed I was looking at upgrading my phone about a month ago. And it's like, oh, okay, well, it's going to be $899 for a new iPhone 16. Mm-hmm. And then I looked 2 weeks later, and it was $829. So it went up $30 for why?
For why? It's the question, right?
For why?
Why did that happen?
Because the tariffs hadn't hit yet on mm-hmm. phones.
Yeah.
And they're talking about doing a proviso so that they don't put a tariff on phones, but price went up anyway.
Yeah.
So because Apple thinks I don't know. Apple, maybe Apple's cost have already gone up.
Yeah.
I don't know. But and there's no way for us to know. All we know is we go down to buy a big purchase. Maybe it's a mountain bike, right? Well, mountain bikes are going to go up. They're all made. All the parts are made over in
somewhere Asia. Else. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got Shimano parts. You're going to get Shimano derailleurs and shifters. So those aren't made here.
No, and they're not going to be cheap either anyway, but they're just going to keep going up. But we don't know. I mean, that's the problem. Like talked about making provisions. He's talked about these tariffs, and yes, they went into effect, but how long will it take, and when will those be passed on to us, and what are all the exceptions he's going to make? Is it really going to be enforced? Is it really happening? There's too many unknowns in this. And I mean, you know, you and I are, I'm not going to brag, but we're well read. You know, we try to read a variety of news sources, and I'm always either online or reading newspapers. I try to get both sides of the story. You know what I mean?
Right.
From the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, you want to cover the gamut. But you know what? I haven't seen specifics on this date. Apple will pay this much more for phones. So, but we do know that, you know, there was a 25% tariffs on autos. He's talked about exceptions for autos. Have those taken place? Are autos still going to rise by 20%, or are they going to go up in cost because of tariffs? I don't think anyone's 100% sure on that yet. Right. Or what do you
know? Nobody is sure. And even if you're buying an American manufacturer, it may be being made in Canada or Mexico, you know,
right.
And then the parts actually may be coming from somewhere in Asia.
Yep.
So there's tariffs upon tariffs, right.
Yeah.
On the cars, because the parts and the different,
Well, the plastic pieces or electronics, if they're coming from China, there's a huge tariff on those.
Exactly.
And he said there'd be no exceptions for China unless they negotiate a deal. So it's really interesting what could happen. But, you know, I know I have friends and family that are concerned about auto prices, and some people have went out. It's not like you're going to buy a car just because you think prices will go up, but if you need a vehicle, if yours has 250,000 miles on it or 300,000 miles on it, or a bad transmission, and you're like, I'm going to need a vehicle in the next month, you might want to buy it before the prices go up, right?
Right. Or you put off getting your transmission fixed. Get it fixed now. You're planning to fix it. Get it fixed now, because a lot of those transmissions
parts
are not made here.
Yeah.
Parts are not made here.
Yeah.
So get those big ticket item parts purchased.
Yep. Exactly. So what's something else we should probably do?
So the next thel I'm going to do is say, reel that back. Right. You know, think about those big purchases, because the economy's moving around. We don't know. So think about it. The limited time only deals. Watch out for the salesman talk, and for the companies that maybe they're just adding the price of what they think it's going to be to it, so they can take in that profit before they have to start paying those taxes on that things are coming in. Loop somebody in to your decision. If you're thinking about buying a $1,200 espresso machine for yourself because you work from home and you don't want to spend, an hour making coffee, and you just want to be able to go over there, touch the button, and pops out your cafe latte. Maybe not right now. So talk to somebody. Yeah, make sure you're bouncing those financial decisions off somebody. You can bounce them off me if you like. Yeah. You're going to stay in control. You stick to your plan. You make good decisions from your place of power, right? You know what you're going to do. You're not being, don't let these things pressure you. Make good decisions.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's how we build wealth. We build it with intention.
Yeah. And give yourself a cooling off period. I know that's helped me.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a buddy in college who had a limit. Like if he was going to spend, and back then it was like anything over $100, he had to wait 3 days. Like even if he was in the store holding his hands, he wants to make a purchase, and he still does it. Now I think it's $1,000, but he was going to buy a side by side, and he said, I'm going to give it a 5 day cooling off period. And if I still really want this and think it's what I should buy. And of course he got over it because his neighbor had one. He rode in it. He thought this is fun. And he went out and looked at one and wanted to buy it right then. But he goes, nope, I have a policy. I'm going to wait 5 days because it's a purchase over $1,000. A brand new side by side, even a used one. It's like buying a car. So
yeah, they're 10 to 15 grand new.
So at least. And he said, you can get them $22,000 aside.
Well, yeah.
So, but yes.
You Minnesota people.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the thing is he waited 5 days and was like, realized, I don't need that. I'm not going to use it that much. And then he saved himself a lot of money, and that's going to help you in the long run, especially if we have market uncertainty or go into a recession. So how can our listeners get a hold of you? Because one of the big ways to be ready for a recession is to work with a financial advisor.
Yeah. And so if you want to take advantage of our complimentary plan planning meeting, give us a call at 719-210-4242, and we can sit down and address your concerns about a possible recession, your retirement strategy, or any other parts of your financial strategy. Give us a call, 719-210-4242. Our website is nolanfinancialpartners.com. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you worked so hard for.
All right. Sounds good. Now, we're talking about what you can do to protect yourself from tariffs or market volatility that could possibly lead to a recession and be recession proof. You talked about making sure your debt's paid off. Watch those major purchases and your spending. What's something else we should do?
So we're going to talk about debt, and we're talking about the debt that's not really drowning you down. It's kind of draining your future. So it's anything that's double digit interest rate. So not just credit cards, but payday loans, title loan, like an auto loan, any other sneaky high interest rate traps that look like some lifelines, but end up costing you a lot in your future money. So credit cards around 22% right now, but what are those payday and maybe a auto loan costing you? Well, they can be higher. Some of them are higher.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends on what your financial situation is. So it's quicksand. It's not just borrowing. That's financial quicksand.
Yep.
So make sure that you attack those high interest debt. You attack those first.
Yep.
Don't worry so much about your amortized notes or some of your long-term notes. Worry about that short-term stuff.
Yeah, and there's good debt and bad debt. Like if you're paying 3% on a mortgage loan, don't worry about paying that off or sacrifice your retirement funds to do that. Pay off those other higher interest debts first. Use the bank's money for a house, right?
That's right. And when some of our younger clients have come in and they show us their expenses, and and we say, okay, what's this expense you have for breakfast? You're paying $20 for breakfast every day. And we're like, yeah. Well, I go to Starbucks and get a latte, and I get the little egg bite things, and then I get a water for later. I'm like, you buy your water on a regular basis from Starbucks. Okay.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna have to have a conversation. My dad had a brown paper bag, and he reused the paper bag a lot. And he took a cheese sandwich and some chips out of a bigger bag that he put in a smaller bag. And that's how what he had for lunch.
Yeah.
When he was in his 40s, and you're spending $20 a day on breakfast.
Yeah.
We are at that conversation. So
yeah,
don't let bad habits break down your salary so that you can't save money.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
So make sure that, I can't give up my $7 latte. Well, okay, I guess you'll just always be working for that $7 latte.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing in your life.
Yeah, that's tough, though. Yeah.
Maybe figure out how to make that at home.
Yep. Well, so pay down debt as quickly as possible. Yep. Watch your spending. We have time for one more. What's one more thing people need to be doing to protect themselves?
So if you haven't started your emergency fund, you guys build up your emergency fund. So that's one of the biggest ways to stay away from credit card debt and other interest debt is to have some money set aside.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, great show today. We're almost out of time, but we covered a lot. Yeah, don't be frightened off by the R word. Don't let people scare you, but you do need to be prepared. You do need to
talk
with a financial advisor and have a plan. And you can go over where people are at, give them a second opinion on where they're at, and help them get a plan in place. How do our listeners do that, Chris?
So they can reach me at 719-210-4242. We'll set up that complimentary consultation. Check us out at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. We'll be able to discuss how we can answer your questions, address your concerns about a possible recession, your retirement strategy, or any other parts of your financial strategy. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you worked so hard for. So call us 719-210-4242.
All right. Thanks, Chris. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us again soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242. Or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.